Section 9. Basics for Emergencies. Introduction. It is better to respond early to a situation than to react at the last second in an emergency. We live in an imperfect world and people make mistakes. While avoiding an emergency situation in the first place is a goal, it is also a wise idea to have good crash avoidance skills in case you need them. Braking systems. Motorcycles typically have a front brake lever to apply the front brake and a rear brake pedal to apply the rear brake. Check your motorcycle owner's manual to see if your motorcycle has any of the following specialized braking systems. Combined or linked brakes. Braking force is applied to both wheels when either control is used. The degree of braking force varies by design. Integrated brakes. When the rear brake pedal is pressed, some braking force is applied to the front brake. Anti-lock braking system, ABS, keeps the wheels from locking, skidding, when too much brake pressure is applied. Emergency stop in a straight line. Making an emergency stop is an important skill. Practice often in a safe area. Use lower speeds and less than maximum pressure on the controls when developing your skill. Start your practice at low speeds. The best way to achieve the shortest braking distance is to use the controls in a way that produces maximum braking pressure at the front and rear brakes simultaneously without skidding either wheel. Squeeze the clutch lever and use the brake controls at the same time. Keep your body centered and look ahead. Squeeze your legs against the gas tank to keep from sliding forward on the seat. Adjust your braking pressure as the weight of the motorcycle transfers forward by using less pressure on the rear brake pedal and more pressure on the front brake lever. The ability to use the brakes fully without producing a skid is called threshold braking. This kind of braking takes a special feel for the controls. It is important to squeeze, not grab, the front brake lever and press, not jab, the rear brake pedal. Remember that surface conditions may affect how much pressure you can use, and you want to be ready to adjust the pressure for best results. Emergency stop in a curve. Making an emergency stop in a curve requires effective use of available traction for both leaning and braking. Some traction is used for cornering, so you should generally use less brake pressure in a curve than when braking in a straight line. Basically, you have two choices. One is to straighten up first and make a quick stop in a straight line. The other is to apply some brake pressure while leaned and increase brake pressure as the motorcycle straightens up. If you decide to straighten up first, there must be enough space to complete the stop. If road and traffic conditions permit, straighten the motorcycle first and square the handlebars, center the steering, before applying the brakes. If you use brake pressure while the motorcycle is leaned, apply the brakes with progressive smoothness as the lean angle is reduced, apply more brake pressure. It is best to have the motorcycle straight up, with the handlebars square, at the end of a stop. Front tire skid. Too much front brake pressure can produce a skid. To keep from skidding, use the front brake lever with a progressive squeeze. If the front brake lever is quickly squeezed before weight transfers forward, the wheel can stop turning and the front tire will skid. The result is a sudden loss of control. If a front tire skid occurs, you must release the front brake lever to get the front wheel rolling again. Then apply the brake again if needed. Improper use of the front brake could cause a fall. Rear tire skid. When slowing quickly, weight increases on the front tire and lightens on the rear tire. You have to use less pressure so the rear tire does not skid. A rear tire skid can be straight or it can cause the back of the motorcycle to skid sideways. If the back moves sideways, keep pressure on the rear brake pedal so the wheel continues to skid, and maintain balance to stay upright. Keep your head and eyes up. Your path of travel will remain in the direction you were going when the skid began. If the rear wheel is nearly in line with the front wheel, you can release the rear brake pedal and then reapply it as needed. Do not release the rear brake pedal when the rear wheel is not in line with the front wheel. If the rear wheel stops skidding and starts to roll, the motorcycle will quickly straighten and you can be thrown off in front of the motorcycle. This is called a high side fall or crash. Swerving. Swerving refers to an emergency procedure where you change direction quickly to the right or left, whether you are going straight or in a curve. There must be good traction in a clear path. Swerving skillfully requires practice. Do not brake while making an aggressive swerve. Any braking, even engine braking, while making a swerve may cause the tires to lose traction. If you can slow before swerving, do so and release the brakes before starting the swerve. Swerving on a straight road. Your initial press should be firm enough to cause the motorcycle to lean quickly. Allow the motorcycle to lean independently beneath you. Keep your torso upright, knees against the tank, feet on the footrests, and look toward your clear path. Do not look at what you are trying to miss, and have a clear path for the swerve back. Swerving in a curve. Swerving in a curve requires similar steering inputs to swerving on a straight road, but additional traction must be available. If the initial swerve is in the same direction as the motorcycle's lean, more lean angle is needed. If the swerve is in the opposite direction of the motorcycle's lean, a much greater lean angle is needed to recover after the initial swerve. The brake or swerve decision. The decision whether to brake first or swerve first in an emergency is critical. You need excellent search skills so you can effectively evaluate and use your escape options. Keep in mind an escape option can change quickly if the hazard is moving. For example, a car pulling out in front of you could continue in its path or it could stop right in front of you. If you brake without enough distance to stop, you would crash at a reduced speed. If you swerve without slowing and do not have enough space to avoid the hazard, you would crash at your original speed. Here are examples that require a quick decision and action. When going straight, a car backs out of a driveway. Would you brake or swerve? Would you do the same for a child chasing a ball into the street? When in a curve, you notice an obstacle is in your intended path. Would you have enough space to straighten and then brake before continuing around it? If you brake while leaned over, is there enough space to swerve and recover?